Atlas of the Ethnic Music of Azerbaijan. The lecture is presented by ethnomusicologist Dr. Fatah Halikzadeh. Republic of Azerbaijan, situated in Transcaucasus to the west shores of the Caspian Sea, is a polyethnic state of the Middle East, besides the Azerbaijanis, which constitute more than 90% of the country's population. Here are living also Russians, Talysh, Lezgis, Georgians, Avarians, Tsakhurs, Jews, Tatars, as well as other national and ethnic minorities, which during the continuous historical period had successfully preserved their own cultural and folk traditions. The colorful folk music of the national minorities represents the organic part of the spiritual culture of Azerbaijan. This quite difficult and still unexplored area of ethnomusicology constitutes the significant part of the huge project Atlas of the Traditional Music of Azerbaijan, which is carrying out by the International Scientific Publicist Journal Musigi Dunyasi under the scholarly leadership of the professor, Doctor of Art Sciences, Tariel Mammadov. The given project includes also exploring the various local styles of the Azerbaijan folk music. The authors of the new project, based on the rich historical experience of their predecessors, such as Scientific Research Cabinet of Music, Baku Music Academy, and Institute of Architecture and Arts of the National Academy of Sciences of Azerbaijan Republic, puts aim to collect and study folk music of the Republic in all variety of the ethnic cultures and historical layers, archaic, traditional, modern. The general overview of the Azerbaijan folk music should be started from the geographical localizations of the separate peoples and ethnic groups. In the so-called Land of Fires live over 30 peoples and ethnicities which worship such different religions as Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Beside Azerbaijanis, the Turkic-speaking peoples are presented by Oghuz, Turks of Akhisar and Crimean Tatars, as well as Kazan Tatars of the Kipchak region. They had arrived in Azerbaijan in the first part of the 20th century. Tatars are living predominantly in Baku and Apsheron Peninsula, whereas Turks had been settled also in the various rural localities of the country. Tatars are living predominantly in Baku and Apsheron Peninsula, whereas Turks had been settled also in the various rural localities of the country. Caucasian peoples, Lezgis, Avarians, Tsakhurs, Rutuls, apart from Dagestan Autonomous Republic, inhabits also some of the north and northwest districts of Azerbaijan. Nearby, in the Gabala and Oghuz districts, can be seen Uris, one of the ethnicities of the historical Caucasian Albania. The Georgians, Christians, and Georgian-speaking Muslim Ingilois live in some borderline localities of the Kah and Balakan districts. Azerbaijan is inhabited also by Iranian-speaking peoples, Talysh, Tats, Muslim Kurds, as well as Judaist mountain Jews. Christian peoples of various origins, Russians, Assyrians, Armenians, as well as Jews, Ashkenazis, belong to the different linguistic groups. If Russians and Jews had appeared in the ethnic map of Azerbaijan since the beginning of the 19th century, Assyrians had arrived from the East Turkey a century later. Now let us look at the issue of the generic typology in the folk music of the peoples and ethnic minorities of Azerbaijan. Ritual, calendar and work songs, laments and lullaby, lyrical songs and instrumental dance tunes of each culture are remarkable for their distinguished forms. The role of certain genres in the different folklores is not identical, of course. For instance, the instrumental dance tunes like well-known Lezginka, performed by Zurna, double reed wind instrument, and Nagara drums, take a predominant place among Lezgis, Avarians, Tsakhuts, and Rutuls. These ethnicities shared the similar musical style, typical melodic formulas, and the same music instruments, such as Zurna, Balaban, Nagara, Tutek, Sipsi, Tambur, and others. At the same time, in the folk music of the Caucasian peoples of Azerbaijan, one can feel subtle characteristic details which can become a subject for the special research works. Russians and Tatars differ in language and religion, however, have much in common, such as solo and choir singing without accompaniment, lyrical songs of the cantilena style, which undoubtedly had been formed as a result of close cultural contacts at their homeland. At the same time, we should point out the more prevailing role of the pentatonic in Tatar folk music. Rich generic and performing traditions are peculiar for the folk music of Talys, inhabiting in the southeast part of the republic. All tradition of their wedding calendar and work songs, as well as halay dance songs performed by women ensemble, had been sufficiently preserved up to our days. As a poetical basis for the many examples, they use texts both in Talys and Azerbaijan languages, which is evidence of the close relationship. Such relationship and interaction between the different national and ethnic communities of Azerbaijan depend to the high extent on the historic geographical factors. Folk music of the peoples living in Azerbaijan for many centuries had been submitted to the remarkable degree of inter-influences, calling to life in some cases biculturalism in terms of both music and text. In this connection, let us mention folk music of Talys and Tats, partly also those of Tsakhuts and Mountain Jews. On the contrary, people which arrived in Azerbaijan during the last two centuries, such as Russians, Tatars, Turks, Ukrainians, could preserve their folk traditions in more pure forms. The rich music heritage of the old people and ethnicities of Azerbaijan offers a valuable material for the development of ethnomusicology and consolidation of folk society in our republic. At last, we would like to draw attention to the words by Abdullah Shaikh, one of the outstanding representatives of Azerbaijan literature of new period. We are all the particles of the same sun.